Today, on the Daily Scoop podcast from the Scoop News Group, top stories from the UiPath On Tour public sector event. It's Thursday, April 18th, 2024. Welcome to the Daily Scoop podcast, where you'll hear the latest news and trends facing government leaders. I'm the host of the Daily Scoop podcast, Billy Mitchell. Here are today's top headlines. Yesterday, Scoop News Group produced the UiPath On Tour public sector event at the Waldorf Astoria in Washington, D.C. IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel kicked off the event, talking about how automation has enhanced his agency's operations and what's next now that the 2023 filing season, which saw record improvements for customer response time and website traffic, is over. Werfel said the tax agency is now looking at how artificial intelligence-powered solutions can better address taxpayer needs in 2024 and beyond. The IRS is using Inflation Reduction Act funds to continue to modernize systems through AI utilization. While taxpayers can interact with the IRS through paper, at in-person centers, and over the phone, Werfel said that employing AI capabilities will allow taxpayers to not have to wait or be put on hold, instead logging on and interacting with those technologies to find the answer to a frequently asked question or challenge. Werfel said AI can also assist the agency with automated efficiency to reduce mistakes and strengthen the tax system's integrity, allowing investigators to go where scrutiny is needed most. The technology, according to Werfel, can be used to select the corporations and wealthy individuals most in need of auditing and leave those who are playing by the rules alone. And in a fireside chat towards the end of the conference, Chief Financial Officer Stephen Rush said the Defense Intelligence Agency is cautiously and carefully puzzling out the areas within its enterprise that are poised for automation and other artificial intelligence-enabled improvements. One of those is contract obligations, said Rush, who pointed out that each year the DIA loses more than $200 million in unliquidated obligations that officers can't keep up with. It's an area that's ripe for automation, he said. Rush also spotlighted a variety of other emerging use cases and opportunities for technology-driven improvements across DIA's processes and portfolios, such as cybersecurity and the agency's compliance-strapped financial system. However, it's not easy for Rush's business side of the agency to compete with intelligence operations for resources, he noted. For that reason, he said, despite the hope to modernize and automate, the DIA still uses technologies from multiple decades ago, like dial-up modems, floppy disks, and even microfiche. For more top news and insights at the intersection of the federal government and technology, visit fedscoop.com. Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of the Daily Scoop podcast, available on all podcast platforms. If you've already rated the podcast on your platform of choice, thanks so much. High ratings and good reviews of the show help more people to find it. The Daily Scoop podcast is a production of the Scoop News Group in Washington, D.C. Adam Butler and Carlin Fisher help put the show together, and the entire Scoop News Group team contributes. We'll be back tomorrow with more top headlines. Until then, I'm your host, Billy Mitchell. Thanks so much for listening.